Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. Now we talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
You know, Marie, I thought that it would be fun to first talk about the weekend before we start working hard. The weekend is fun. So what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, this weekend I have some great plans. My friends and I are going to a birthday party. And after that, we are going to watch a movie. How about you?
Well, I am visiting my family this weekend, which is always fun because my mom is a very good cook. We're going to have dinner together.
Ooh, sounds good. All right, Peter, I have a question. When you are in trouble, where do you go? Who do you talk to?
Oh, Mr. E. He can do anything.
Mr. E? No, Peter, come on, really.
Okay. The police station. I would try to find Police Officer Carl.
That's right. What a helpful lesson that was. But be careful just to drive not too fast. You don't want a speeding ticket.
We also had a fun lesson on sounds that animals make. And don't forget about the talk about it lesson.
Well, these sound great to review. So let's start our review by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask some questions. So pay attention.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about police officers. Please help me welcome my guest, Officer Carl. Welcome to the program, Officer Carl.
Thank you, Rob.
Carl, you're a police officer, but you are not wearing a uniform.
That's right, Rob. I am not on patrol today.
I see. Well, what does a police officer do on patrol?
Well, we stop crimes and we help people.
That's not an easy job.
I am a traffic cop. I patrol the roads and keep the streets safe.
That's important. Do you give tickets?
Yes, I do. Some people drive too fast. That isn't safe.
No, it's not.
And some people drive and talk on their cell phones. I give them tickets too.
Good. That really isn't safe.
Hi, Taylor. You look upset.
I am. I got a speeding ticket this morning.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was driving to work, and I was driving a little too fast.
How fast?
I was going 45 miles per hour on Center Street.
The speed limit on Center Street is 35 miles per hour.
I know. So a police officer gave me a speeding ticket.
How much is the ticket?
Which one?
Which one? You got more than one?
Yes. When the police officer stopped me, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. I also got a ticket for that.
That's bad.
Well, I broke the law. The two tickets will cost me $150. But something else was really embarrassing.
What?
Officer Carl gave me the ticket.
How are you, Susie?
I'm tired. I didn't sleep well.
Why didn't you sleep well?
My dog was barking all night. woof, 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 all night.
That's too bad. But you know, in Chinese, dogs don't say woof.
Oh? What do they say?
They say wong.
That's interesting. Are other animal sounds different in Chinese?
Let me think. Well, in English, bees buzz.
Yes. What do bees do in Chinese?
They wong.
Interesting. Any more examples?
In English, birds tweet.
And in Chinese?
In Chinese, birds chee-chee.
That's funny. But which sound words are better? The English or Chinese?
They all just sound like animal noises.
So, what do you think, Taylor?
Your program is good, but I think we can make it better.
How? What do you suggest?
Let's add some sounds to make it more exciting.
Good idea, Taylor. But where should we add sounds?
Well, at the start, we can add a knock when you are at the door.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Now, where else can we add a sound?
We could add a bang when I close the door quickly.
A bang may be too loud, but we could add a big clap.
Yes, that's better.
Well, let's get another opinion. Where's Alex?
Alex was too busy to help this morning, but I'll find him now.
Thanks, Rob.
Sarah liked Patty. She wanted to be friends. But there was a problem. Sarah and Patty sat next to each other in class. For a while, things were great. Working together was easy. They talked before and after class. Then one day, Patty borrowed Sarah's ruler. She got it very dirty. Sarah tried not to get angry, but it was difficult. Today was the worst. Patty borrowed things from Sarah 3 times. First, it was her pencil. Patty used it for one class and it broke. Then she borrowed Sarah's eraser. Patty used almost all of the eraser. Later, Patty borrowed a blue pen. She wanted to use it all day. But in the afternoon, Sarah watched Patty put the pen in her mouth. It was terrible. Sarah really liked her pen. And now, Patty was chewing on it. Sarah wanted to say something, but she didn't know how to start the conversation. Patty might get angry. Sarah didn't understand. Why was Patty borrowing so many things? Sarah liked her things. She didn't want Patty to break them. But she also wanted to stay friends.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
Oh, great! I am ready for any question, Peter.
Well, let's start with our review around town.
Alrighty.
Rob is talking to Police Officer Carl. He is not wearing a uniform. Why is he not wearing a uniform?
Officer Carl isn't wearing a uniform? Oh my goodness, he's an undercover spy.
Marie, no, try one more time.
Okay, he is like Mr. E. He likes to solve mysteries.
No.
He's not on patrol.
Yeah, that's right. So what does it mean to be on patrol or not on patrol?
On patrol. This means when police officers are working, they are doing what they have to do. When you're not on patrol, you are not working.
That's right. So I'm curious, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket before?
Well, Peter, I think you will be very surprised. I never got a speeding ticket before, but I almost did.
I am kind of surprised. I think you would have gotten one by now. Well, you're lucky, and so am I. I have never gotten one either. We're both very careful drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about some animals making noises. What sound does a dog make?
Oh, dogs bark. They bark when they are hungry, and they bark when they want to play. And also, bees make noise, too.
That's right. Bees make a buzz noise. But in Chinese, they make a wong noise. So it's a little different. Dogs bark, and in Chinese, dogs make a wong noise. I think that's so interesting. Well, let's continue. What do you do when you hit the door?
Oh, I knock.
That's right. What if you close the door too loudly?
Oh, that would make a loud bang.
That's right. Well, we're out of time for this review. I think it's time for us to take a short break. We'll see you after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Well, I really liked our talk about it lesson. There is always a lesson to learn. These are not easy things that happen, and it is good to talk about it.
Yeah, we all have friends, and we all have problems with friends, too.
So, what did you like this week?
I liked learning about the animal noises. In English and Chinese, we use different words.
Yeah, it's very interesting to talk about. Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. I think this will be a lot of fun. Let's watch together.
Bam! Pow! Take that! How about that? Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm just playing a game on my smartphone. Do you ever make sounds when you play games? I think it makes playing the game more fun. We use some words to describe sounds. The word actually sounds like the sound they're describing. For example, the word crunch. I'll eat a potato chip. Do you hear that? You hear the sound? It sounds like the word crunch. We use words like these in English all the time. Oh, I almost forgot. Excuse me for 1 second.
What noise does thunder make? Boom. What noise does a cow make? Moo. What noise does a motorcycle make? Zoom. Boom, moo, and zoom are all words to describe sounds. Most languages have words like these. But just like other words, different languages might use different words to describe the same sound. For example, in English, a dog says woof In Chinese, a dog says, wang wang. In English, a sheep says, ba. In Chinese, a sheep says, meh. In English, a clock makes a tick-tock sound. In Chinese, a clock goes, di-da. Isn't that fun?
Hey, good to see you again. I just finished my game. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Did you hear that? Ding dong. That's the sound of a doorbell. In Chinese, we say ding dong. Well, I better see who is at the door. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey friends, are you ready to go back to school? Come on, get your stuff. Let's go. Study hard if you want to succeed. Education is the key. Learn to say your ABCs and to count your 1, 2, 3s. School is fun. School is great. It makes you smarter.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about police officers. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Officer True Wright. Hello, Officer Wright.
Hello, Rob. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. Officer Wright, I have a question today from Judy Hopps of Farmville, Virginia. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Judy writes, I want to join the police when I grow up. Boys are called policemen, but what are girls called?
That is a great question, Judy. I'm so happy you want to be a police officer. Being a police officer is a great job.
It is a very important job. So, Officer Wright, what about Judy's question? What are girl police officers called?
Well, we can call them policewomen or just police officers.
I see. We can use police officer to talk about a male or female officer, right?
That's right. Many jobs today can be done by a man or a woman. So there are many job titles that are changing.
Right. For example, we say mail carrier and firefighter.
Or server and salesperson. These words can be used for both men and women.
Because men and women can do these jobs.
That's right.
Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Look! A giant leaf-footed bug! That is so cool!
You know, when you said that you wanted to take a tropical vacation,
This is not what I was thinking.
What are you talking about? This is where all the cool wildlife is.
Cool wildlife? Well, what about beaches? I want a beach. I want a beach. I want a beach.
Oh, come on, Steve. Cool wildlife is the best part of travel.
That was a super sentence. Very good work. Very good. You know, today's super sentence is something is or are the best or worst something else. So now it is your turn.
Well, how about visiting fantastic beaches is the best kind of vacation?
Aha. Visiting fantastic beaches is the best kind of vacation. Now you try using this super sentence with the word worst.
Okay. Sunburns are the worst.
Oh, yeah? I have one. Bug bites are the worst.
Very, very good, everyone. Sunburns are the worst, or bug bites are the worst.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Well, photo trips are the best vacations.
No. How about a day at the beach is the best day ever?
Well, how about flying home with a sunburn is the worst feeling?
Oh, I have one. Uh-huh. Coming out here to get eaten by bugs was the worst idea ever.
I love it. I love the energy. Great job, everyone. I love how you love super sentences. Okay, let's not forget, a super sentence every day will make your English great. You know, that's a pretty good idea. Use those super sentences every day. By the way, I noticed on the way in here that there was a fantastic beach that has lots of butterflies. It's right over this way.
Did you say butterflies?
Yes, I did.
Did you say beaches?
I certainly did.
Hey, come on. Let's go with him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, Marie, is that my clipboard's pink.
What are you talking about?
Marie, are you borrowing my clipboard?
Maybe. I thought that you wouldn't mind.
But look, you got coffee on it, and I saw you eating on it earlier. You need to borrow things better next time, okay?
Okay, I guess you're right, Peter. Well, friends, I learned my lesson today, and I hope you guys had a lot of fun. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.